You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario since 1922. You can find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up on this special community takeover of our airwaves, we're welcoming Trinette Atkinson, Audience Development Manager of The Spire, to talk about their upcoming fundraiser for Almost Home, as well as teasing other upcoming events. The Spire, located at 82 Sydenham Street, is a historic Kingston landmark with over 170 years of history. It has become a vibrant community hub for the arts and nonprofit groups, housing more than 20 community and cultural groups, and serves as one of Kingston's best large performance venues. Almost Home's mission is to provide a place of comfort and respite for families whose children are receiving medical treatment in Kingston and area hospitals. While doctors, nurses, therapists, and other staff provide intensive medical care for children in hospital, parents and siblings who stay at Almost Home are able to provide equally essential emotional support and love. The Almost Home Benefit Concert featuring the Western Swing Authority and Savannah Shea takes place on February 21st at The Spire. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and on this week's special community takeover of our airwaves, I'm pleased to welcome Trinette, the Audience Development Manager for The Spire. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much for having us. Glad to be here.
We're here to talk about The Spire. We're also here to talk about a special fundraiser that is coming up with The Spire, which is for Almost Home. Do you want to start talking a little bit about The Spire? We were chatting a little bit off air about the fact that some people are still not aware that this beautiful and amazing venue exists, but it has been here in its current form for quite a while now.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, the space is inside Sydenham Street United Church, which has been in Kingston for over a century. But the Spire was brought in as kind of a way to help keep the space open and welcome in some new parts of the community. So the Spire now today is a live performance venue and a community hub. We obviously have lots of live shows, but also a lot of community events. And that's where the Almost Home Benefit Concert actually marries quite nicely.
Yeah. And you came to the Spire in rather an interesting way. Do you want to talk a little bit about your role and how you became involved with the Spire?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm also a radio host and had worked with Almost Home on a bottle drive that they did a few years ago. And through that, kind of got to know Sam McLeod, who at that time was Fund Development Manager at Almost Home. He's now General Manager at the Spire. And he said, you know, we're looking for someone to do our social media. He had known with my experience that that was something that I could potentially do. So I started doing that a couple years ago, and then just earlier this year, the position evolved into Audience Development Manager. So basically, my job is to come and let people know about the Spire and invite you to come to our very welcoming space at 82 Sydenham Street.
And I think it's an unexpectedly busy space, too. I mean, if you look at your website, the number of events that you have going on in any given time is pretty impressive. I imagine that keeps you pretty busy with the social media. What's been really exciting for you as you've seen your role evolve? Like, I think it's been relatively new, but obviously, building a social media presence, getting people interacting with it, there's got to be things that you're really excited or dear to your heart when you're talking about them.
Yeah, I would say first and foremost, live music I've always been a lover of. So being able to go to these shows, all different types of concerts too, because we've got, you know, rock shows, country shows, but we also have Orchestra Kingston, Kingston Choral Society, Cantabile Choirs. So like you said, a very busy space. People are coming and going on a regular basis. A lot of times on Saturday night, we'll actually have a concert happening in our performance hall. And then upstairs, we have the Embassy Live Music Cafe, which is a dry venue, but you'll have music upstairs and then also downstairs in the very same space within the Spire. So that's super cool.
And I think there's so many artists performing in Kingston, and I feel like a lot of times the complaint is there's not enough spaces. So it's really wonderful to see like the evolution of a space to become something that wasn't necessarily purpose-built for that, but has become a center. And there's something special about the experience of seeing music in a space that you wouldn't expect, and the way that space can really add to your experience of the mm-hmm. performance.
And it is a huge space that holds over 700 people, but it's also very intimate. Mm-hmm. Like you feel like you're right there on the stage, because we only have a couple steps up from the floor to the stage. So especially when you're there for a show where they encourage you to be up dancing and everything else, it really is sort of this experience for you when you go.
So you are allowed to dance?
You are allowed to dance, absolutely. We do sometimes say, you know, if people are standing up, it can be difficult for some of the folks in the very front to see, but it really depends on the show. Because if you're going to have a pump and show that they're encouraging you to get up and dance, you would like to encourage that for the audience too.
How can you resist?
Yeah.
That's a large venue. What's the team like? Like, how big is the Spire team that's putting on these events?
Small and mighty. So as I mentioned earlier, we have general manager Sam McLeod. We also have Lisa, our facility coordinator, who takes care of a lot of the stuff behind the scenes. Les, our custodian. And then the Spire could simply not exist with our volunteers. So we have a huge volunteer base. They do a lot of our ushering at our shows and special events and those sorts of things. And then obviously the congregation with the Sydenham Street United Church. We kind of all work together to create this space. But all in all, yes, the core team of the Spire is small, but we do have a lot of friends that help us out.
Okay. We'll talk maybe a little bit later about if people want to be part of that circle of volunteers. But we're here today to talk about a couple events that you have coming up, but one in particular, and that is coming up on February 21st.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell people what you're working on and who it's for?
I would love to. This one is very close to my heart because, as I said, this whole thing started with Almost Home. So this is a benefit concert that we're hosting on February 21st at the Spire. Western Swing Authority is our headliner for the night. So Western swing music, country, jazz, blues, you're going to hear a little bit of everything. And it's a husband and wife duo that front this 7-piece band. I'm very familiar with them just from my experience with country radio. They back a lot of big bands. They have some of the best musicians in Canada, and they've never had an opportunity to play in Kingston. So coming to the Spire and sharing this beautiful music, I think will be wonderful. We're also super excited that Kingston-based artist Savannah Shea and her partner Logan Brown are going to be opening up the show too. So Savannah is familiar with the Spire. She has sang in that space before, but never as sort of a concert thing. It's been more just as a vocalist. So we're excited for that. All of the proceeds will go to Almost Home, which is Kingston's home away from home for families with children receiving medical treatment. Almost Home relies solely on funding, so we can't keep our doors open without the help of the community, but we also want to make it fun too. So that's why we do things like the benefit concert. So we have our gala that is coming up in May, golf tournaments, those sorts of things. But we really wanted to bring Almost Home and the Spire together for this benefit concert for the community. And I love how it's all sort of working together.
Music, I think, builds an automatic sense of community, and when you can combine the joy with that with the joy of doing something good and contributing to a worthy cause, it's just even better.
Yes.
Talking about Almost Home, how many families does Almost Home house on a regular basis?
Yeah, so they do have quite a few rooms, and at most times they're at full capacity. So I can't remember the exact number of rooms, but at the same time, we have families sort of coming and going. They've had, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of people that have come through in the over 30 years that Almost Home has been open. And it's just a wonderful opportunity for families to be able to stay in a space that feels more like a home and less like a hospital, but still within walking distance to their kids that are receiving care as well. So almosthome.on.ca will give you sort of all of the exact information about how many families. And I wish Leslie Miles was here because she could definitely tell you all of those specifics. But yeah, you can find all of the details on our website. And again, I'm familiar with Almost Home, just not on the specific side of things.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, obviously Kingston being a city with two hospitals, including like a major center, it's got to put a strain on what housing is available or what hotel availability is like for families.
Well, and the nice space with Almost Home too is that you have a lot of families that are there that are going through very similar situations. Mm-hmm. So they can kind of get together in the kitchen at Almost Home and or in the living room, you know, wherever the comfortable space is, and kind of talk through that, which is really nice to have that support, because a lot of times when you're in that situation, you kind of feel alone. You can't necessarily talk to the doctors and the medical professionals as much as you can with a family that's going through a similar situation. So that's why Almost Home is as valuable as it is.
If people are hearing about Almost Home, they're hearing about the Spire, and they're saying, like, this is something I want to get involved with, can you talk about what kind of volunteers are utilized for both and how people can get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. And the nice thing is they're always looking for volunteers on both sides. So the Spire, as I had mentioned, a lot of our volunteers do ushers. So the nice thing there is you can come and enjoy a show while you're doing your usher job kind of thing, which is, it's a really cool space to do. And we do have a large variety of different kind of shows. So we're obviously looking for volunteers like that. And there's other opportunities as well. So the best way to inquire about that is through our website, either thespirekingston.org. You can also email generalmanager@thespirekingston.org. Sam deals directly with the volunteers and assigning them for each thing that they have. And because we have different community groups within the Spire too, there's also some opportunities there. So if those community groups come to us and they said, hey, we're looking for volunteers, then we can kind of help facilitate that. And then the same thing on Almost Home side with volunteers, we do have a number of our special events, as I had mentioned, and those events require people and manpower and wound power. So we would love anybody that would want to reach out about being a volunteer. They can contact Leslie at almosthome.on.ca. Or again, on the Almost Home website, I believe there's even a tab there for volunteers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking about websites, you've been working on the social media. If people want to follow along, can you shout out what your socials are?
I can, yes. Facebook and Instagram at The Spire Kingston. Really easy to remember. And actually, even the same with Almost Home as well. So we're easy to find both on Facebook and Instagram. We haven't delved into the whole TikTok situation. But at the same time, you can find out everything you possibly need to know. Send us a DM too, because I'm quick to respond there and I always love to hear from people, especially if they're inquiring about coming to a show.
Awesome. And speaking of shows, we've mentioned this fundraiser coming up, but both Aspire and Almost Home have some other exciting events on the horizon. Do you want to tease a little bit of maybe why people want to start following?
Yeah. So one thing I thought about that I didn't mention before was we do have My Kinky Valentine coming back. So Limestone City Burlesque is coming for their fourth annual. That's happening on February 28th. And then, of course, a couple of weeks after that, we've got St. Patrick's Day. So we've got a pretty fun weekend in store for that. We've got a show on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the St. Patrick's Day. A lot of the listeners will be familiar with Celtic Kitchen Party. So they'll be performing on the Saturday night. And Andrew Van Horn, we were just chatting about how excited we are for them to come back to the Spire. They actually did a halfway to St. Patty's celebration. So if you were there for that one, you thought that was good, wait till the Saturday night of St. Patty's weekend. And it's within walking distance to Queens too. Just want to say that.
So. Well, and also, you know, St. Patrick's Day can get pretty rowdy in Kingston. So offering someone alternative opportunities where they can listen to the music and celebrate that they're not going to have green beer spilled on them.
Yes.
Maybe appealing.
Well, so Spearhead will be there. But at the same time, it will be a party, but definitely a safe space to come right. and celebrate. St. Patrick's Day. Yes.
Yeah. Crowd control.
Like I mentioned, those ushers. We make sure we've got some good ushers in there. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's fantastic filling the weekend that way. Obviously, Kingston has a pretty long Irish heritage. So St. Patrick's Day, very special for folks. And you mentioned too that Almost Home has a gala coming up.
Yes. And interestingly enough, Celtic Kitchen Party is actually going to be performing at that gala. The theme this year is Beyond the Red and White. So we thought, well, we need a band that screams sort of Canadian, but at the same time, like you couldn't necessarily get them to perform all different Canadian artist songs. So then we're like, Celtic Kitchen Party would be a perfect way to kind of turn that event into a party as well, but then again, raising funds for Almost Home. So come to the one at the Spire on St. Patty's Day. So you get a bit of a taste, exactly. And then you can come to the gala for a fantastic evening too, because we've got so many cool things in store for that as well. So that's happening a little later in May.
All right. So it is a licensed venue. I imagine sometimes it depends on who's coming in, but...
Yes, exactly. So it depends on the event, but St. Patty's Day, yes, fully licensed.
Okay. Fun will be had.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And we were talking earlier about the Spire and how the Spire team has put a lot of work into making it a venue where you might be thinking like really echoey room with church pews, which is probably how it started, but that's not where it's at now, right?
Yeah. Well, and even in the couple of years that I've been there, it's evolved quite a bit. So yeah, when people first see the space, they're thinking, oh, it's a big church. It's going to be echoey, all these sounds bouncing around. There has been a number of different advancements with our sound and also our lighting at the Spire, and specifically designed around the space that we have. Another thing that I would love to mention too is we have brand new, very comfortable cushions. So they're high density foam made out of recycled materials. We just had a show this past weekend, and that was one of the biggest comments from people. It was just like, it's so nice to have nice comfy cushions rather than, you know, the wooden pews. And even with that, that kind of helps with the overall sound. But we are improving every day. We also appreciate feedback too, because unless people are telling us these things, we're just going to keep on doing what we're doing.
Right.
So any sort of feedback is appreciated. But yeah, we're working on a regular basis to try to make it more comfortable. We're fully accessible too. That was part of the advancements over the last few years. Now, this happened a number of years ago too, but something definitely worth mentioning.
Yeah, it is a challenge for people in downtown Kingston. It's an old city. A lot of places have steps in or inaccessible washrooms. And so it can be hard for people who love music and entertainment to get out to these shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess if you haven't been in a long time and there were reasons that you were hesitant to go to the Spire, this Almost Home show seems like a great opportunity to re-experience the space and do it for a good cause as well.
Yeah, and I should mention too, maybe you were at a show a number of years ago and you're thinking, well, no, it wasn't really, you know, what I expected. Maybe the sound wasn't what you were expecting. I would highly encourage you to come back and check out another show, because we've made some drastic improvements and I think people will come in to realize that.
Do you want to just one more time repeat what the websites are and socials are for Almost Home and the Spire?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're at thespirekingston.org. You can also find us at The Spire Kingston on Facebook and Instagram. And then almosthome.on.ca. And same thing, you can find us at Almost Home on Facebook and Instagram.
Thank you. So Trinette, it's been such a pleasure. Do you have anything else to add before we wrap up?
Just that I would love to see everybody come out to the Spire. If you've never experienced it before, come out for a show. We've got so many amazing ones coming up. And really, like, it's just such an amazing space. I'm so happy to get out and get the word out about the Spire, because I still have people that are sitting in the audience now that are like, I've never heard of this space before. So when I hear that, I'm excited because they're there now. And I'm hoping that when they leave that show, they're going to go and, you know, tell everybody else. But I also encourage you, not just the shows, check out what else is happening as part of our community hub too. You might be surprised. So spirekingston.org, I'm going to plug it one more time.
Okay. And if you've been listening along and you've heard some of the music that's been interspersed, it is all music that has hints of what is coming in future at the Spire. So if you like those tunes, you like those artists, please do check it out. And once again, Trinette, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much. We're so happy to be here and hope to see you soon at the Spire.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.